The following sermon was delivered by Rabbi Joshua Davidson on Friday, June 3rd, 2016.
Dear friends, I want to share with you a teaching based on the opening verses of this week's Parasha Bechukotai. Take a look in your handout at the portion's beginning. If you walk in my laws and keep my commandments and do them, I will then give you rain in the proper season and make the earth yield its produce and its trees bear fruit. Your threshing grain harvest will be abundant and overtake the vintage time, and your vintage time will overtake and occupy you until sowing time. You will eat your fill of bread and live securely in your land. This translation and those that follow come from a wonderful anthology titled Sparks Beneath the Surface. Rabbi Yochanan read the opening verse, "If you walk in my laws and keep my commandments and do them," and wondered at the apparent redundancy. Why was it necessary for Torah to add the words, "and do them"? And Rabbi Yochanan answered. See his response in the next text from the Midrashic collection known as Leviticus Rabbah. Rabbi Yochanan said, "If one learns with the intention of not doing, it would have been better for him had he not come out into the air of this world." Yochanan derides the purely intellectual pursuit of Torah. But to say that one who learns without doing should never have been born? The rabbi of Mojitz, Israel Taub, attempts to understand the strength of Yochanan's disdain and to locate and justify it within earlier rabbinic tradition. And he draws upon the Talmudic explanation of why each of us has this crease above the upper lip. Follow with me. Why give such a horrible curse for specifically this? The reason is given by our sages in Nida 30b. While the one to be born is still in the belly of its mother, they teach it the entire Torah, the whole thing. And at the moment it comes into the air of this world, an angel comes and slaps it on its mouth, whereupon the child forgets the whole thing. But this makes no sense. Why would they make an infant forget the Torah? Perhaps it is because, while in the belly of its mother, the Torah learned by the child can have no possibility of being fulfilled or done. Obviously, this is learning that is not for the purpose of doing. Therefore, as soon as it comes into the air of this world, they cause it to forget this primordial Torah to demonstrate that one who learns without the intention of doing does not really learn. Only through being in the atmosphere of this world of doing can a human being begin anew to learn for the sake of keeping, doing, and fulfilling. We're reminded here of two principles. First, that if learning does not lead to action, the learning does not stick. And second, that Torah is intended only for the sake of doing. Any study that does not lead to some response in the air of this world, whether in our own lives or the lives of those around us, is Torah study wasted. The world doesn't need any more bystanders, Rabbi Yochanan admonishes us. What it needs are activists. As many of you know, June is National Gun Violence Awareness Month. You also know that guns kill 33,000 Americans a year, one every 16 minutes. Since 2011, gun fatalities have increased 6%, with mass shootings nearly tripling. What wisdom can Torah shine in this darkness? Obviously, the Torah knows nothing of guns per se. Rabbinic rulings, though, based on the book of Exodus, do allow for citizens to be armed adequately in their own defense. Apply those opinions today, and private gun ownership is permitted under Jewish law. But that's not the end of the discussion. Civil legislation in Deuteronomy prioritizes public safety, with the Talmud and subsequent legal codes insisting that all threats to public safety be eliminated, and even that conditions causing the public to fear for its well-being be similarly removed. Further, the Talmud forbids the supply of weapons to those who would resell them to felons. Apply those halachot to the current debate, and one hears our tradition's clear call for stricter gun control legislation. The last year saw bills introduced in Congress to close certain loopholes in the system of background checks that today allow unlicensed sellers at gun shows and online to forego the same checks required of gun store owners, and to prohibit the selling of a firearm until the check is finished. Under current law, if a check lasts longer than 3 days, it is considered as if completed and the sale can go through. Yet according to the FBI, a purchaser whose background check takes more than 24 hours is almost 20 times more likely to be a prohibited person than the average gun buyer. Leviticus 19:16 enjoins us, "Do not stand idly by while your neighbor's blood is shed." And yet we stand by year after year as thousands of people are impacted by gun violence. Expounding on this week's parasha, Isaac Meir Rothenberg, author of Ger, offers a final message for tonight. You can follow with me. According to the author of Chidushei Harim, Isaac Meir Rothenberg, author of Ger, each Jew was created to repair one special thing which no one else can fix. This is the meaning of the teaching in Pirkei Avot 1:14, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me?" Thus also at each hour there is a special thing that can be mended only then, in which it would be impossible to repair at any other time. This is the meaning of the next phrase in the teaching, "If not now, when?" The Gerer Rebbe's sense of urgency and his message of personal accountability can't be lost on us. And as Rabbi Yochanan maintains, if we take Torah seriously, the challenges of our time cry out for our response. The world needs a lot of fixing, more than any one of us can do alone. But together, we can hold high Torah's teachings of gentleness, justice, and social responsibility, and at least make a start of it. Amen.